Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus in the Data Tell studio on this Monday. Bob, I know you're a little scratchy, but we're fighting through it, aren't we, pal?
Yeah, I think maybe the week before got me with the three basketball games and the football game, but we'll see. We'll battle forward and keep going, but not at 100% today. As we take a look at that game from Friday, as we do every Monday, the game from the previous week for Boise State football, let's get to my four impressions from the game.
Number one.
As I'm sitting over the weekend reflecting in the game, what ended up happening for Boise State didn't matter whether they won or lost. Boise State ended up not going to the championship game, and it wouldn't have mattered. They could have won 50-0, and because Air Force beat UNLV, Boise State would not be in the Mountain West Championship game. Now, if Boise State had won, there certainly would be a euphoria and a great feel to close the season with five wins in a row. But Boise State's result actually affected four teams more than Boise State as far as actually in the standings what would happen. San Diego State that won would not have been in the championship if Boise State had held on. Utah State, if Boise State had won, would not have been in the championship, and both of those teams would have been replaced by Air Force and Fresno State. So Boise State's game, it was the weirdest season in the Mountain West where there were so many tiebreakers at the end of the season where if something fell one way, Air Force was in. If it fell another way, Boise State was in. And if it fell a third way, Utah State was in, and Utah State got the right combinations of wins, and they are the Mountain Division champion based on the tiebreaker.
Think about this, Bob. Had, say, Fresno went into this game, because Boise State would have beaten San Diego State. Is Fresno coaching or playing in the Mountain West Championship game Friday night without Kalen DeBoer? If everything would have flipped the way it did today, then Lee Marks all of a sudden, who I guess is the interim coach there, he's coaching in the Mountain West Conference Championship game this Friday. It would have thrown a huge bone to Utah State, but you don't think Kalen DeBoer would have done that?
I think that he either wouldn't have gotten it, would be my guess, or Washington would have waited.
Damn it. So I can blame Boise State for Kellen DeBoer coaching my Huskies. Got it.
Number two.
As I'm sitting there announcing the game, and we're moving into the third quarter, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, the game with San Diego State reminded me so much of the game with UCF to start the season. Great start. In this one, they were up 16-3. On the two drives that Boise State got touchdowns on, Hank was 5-for-5 for 65 yards on one, 7-of-8 for 79 yards on the other. Two beautiful passes for scores, one to Rafdahl down the middle, and then to one to Shakir in the corner of the end zone. He threw on the two drives, when you add it up, for 144 yards. That meant the rest of the game, every other drive but those two, Boise State's pass game mustered only 88 yards the rest of the game. And when you looked at the first half, second half, both teams were well over 200 yards in the first half, 248 for the Broncos, 241 for the Aztecs. Boise State in the second half had 71 yards, but the Aztecs were no great shakes on offense. They only had 167 yards, but it was better than Boise State. Move of the games, San Diego State changing quarterbacks, that to me seemed to make the biggest difference. And much like the UCF game, they scored late twice in the second quarter, and then got the opening kickoff of the third quarter, long sustained drive, touchdown. Then there was an immediate turnover, and then another touchdown, and it was game, set, match. So when I think of the San Diego State game, guys, I think it's exactly like the UCF game.
You know, your buddy Paul J. Schneider said the same thing on Bronco game night. He said it's like Boise State found some way to hop in the DeLorean and go back in time and play week one all over again. I mean, you've been doing this a long time, Beeler. It's funny how kind of what goes around sometimes comes around.
Well, it was a similar way. And, you know, sometimes when you don't get the kickoff in the third quarter, if you close the second half, the second quarter struggling a little bit, sometimes you give them a chance to basically give you a double dose, and that's exactly what the Aztecs did.
Number three.
Well, we'll look to next year with number three. Same schedule in the conference, unless the format changes and they decide to scrap the divisions. But it's going to be Nevada, Fresno State, and San Diego State as the yes teams from the West, and San Jose, Hawaii, and UNLV for the no. So Utah State won it with the easy three versus the hard three. So you're going to, again, have to, what I think is, play the tougher. You're going to have to play from the black tees at the back, and Utah State's going to get to play from the colored tees up front.
Bob, I know there's been talk about scrapping the divisions, and I think ultimately Craig Thompson will do it. Is it logistically possible to do it this fast?
Sure, why not? They don't make the schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, you committed eight games to the league. And you don't. It isn't like it's, you know, Boise State and Utah State's going to be the first weekend in October.
Yep.
They come out with a new schedule every year. They could do whatever they want. I would assume they'd keep the same schedule because it would finish a rotation where you played home and away against the same teams.
Yep.
But it does mean that the conference schedule will be another tough one again next year, because in my opinion, you'd be getting the three toughest from the West and not playing the three easiest.
I hope the one thing we learned from COVID is that it's easy to make these transitions. Remember when we were scheduling Monday, Tuesday games for a Saturday? Mm-hmm. You can certainly spend this offseason getting rid of divisions and reworking a schedule. You might be right on the fairness point, but I really want them to take a hard look at that this summer.
Number four.
And I'll tease the all-conference selections for the Mountain West. They're coming out tomorrow. I think Shakir has a great chance to be first team. I also like Dalmas as the first team kicker. Ariza to me is going to get the punter for San Diego State. And then my other guys I think that are going to be really good chancers are going to be Matlock, Stets, and then it's tough. You got three guys on the defensive backside, Kaniho, Jones, and Skinner. And a lot of times when three guys are nominated at the same spot, they kind of hurt each other's chances because somebody might like Jones better, somebody might like Kaniho better, and somebody might like Skinner better.
I'm rooting for Jones. Tyreek Jones, at the end of the season, became one of my favorite players. I think Skinner has got another year of development and a bright, bright future, and Kaniho just speaks for itself. The way Tyreek Jones played football toward the end of the season, please come back.
Great stuff, Beeler. That's another edition of Bronco Focus. How about this? Gooding, Idaho. Holston Loveland on his way to Michigan. He was on the sidelines at Ann Arbor on Saturday. He's with us next on the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. Prater in the ballgame, Idaho Sports Talk.
Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.